This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The FBI is putting extra agents in the field in Denver to address a backlog of cold cases on tribal lands. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Gabriel Pietrazio has more.
Under Operation Not Forgotten, more law enforcement personnel will be filtering through nearly a dozen field offices with close ties to Indian country. Agents are being sent to cities like Phoenix, Las Vegas, Billings, Albuquerque, and Denver.
A lot of our state is tribal territory. Right now, we're set for 14 agents.
Kevin Smith is with the FBI Phoenix Field Office. The FBI is handling 4,100 active indigenous criminal cases nationwide. I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
A Grand Junction man is still in prison despite having his three-decade-old murder charges dropped. James Genrick was originally convicted in a series of pipe bombings before a new trial was ordered over discredited evidence. Innocence Project attorney Chris Fabricant says Genrick remains incarcerated on lesser charges because of a technicality.
And we believe the evidence shows that Mr. Genrick is in fact innocent and was wrongfully convicted.
Genrick's murder charges were dropped last week. He's serving a 72-year sentence, but is now eligible for parole. CU Boulder is celebrating its 150th anniversary with its own ice cream flavor. It's called Buffalo Chip. Here's what that is. It's a brown sugar butter ice cream swirled with dark chocolate and butterscotch chips to represent the school's black and gold colors. The new flavor is available at Sweet Cow locations in Boulder and Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.